Good Shabbos. Parshat Ekev. We're at the pump-up speech before the Jewish people enter into the land of Israel. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ekev Tishma'un. If you will listen to the mitzvot, if you will fulfill the laws and fulfill the covenant, the brit, then Hashem will bless you, give you children, and bring us happily, successfully into the land of Israel. And the question, of course, is why Ekev? The word seems superfluous and unnecessary. Plus, it's right at the beginning of the parsha, so everyone has to ask, what's it teaching us, this word Ekev? So, a quick analysis will show us that Ekev only appears twice in the Torah. So, if we understand the second place where it comes up, perhaps it'll shed light on our Ekev and the meaning of how we're supposed to fulfill these mitzvot. The second time is back in Bereishit, in Perek Chaf Vav Pasuk He, when Avram Avinu is being described by Hashem as to why he is the forefather, why the brit was made with Avram Avinu. It says, Ekev Asher Shama Avraham Bekoli. Because Avraham Avinu listened to my voice, that's why he's getting this brit of having children and the land of Israel that he promises. And God goes on to promise them that he will be like the stars in heaven. So Ekev here and Ekev there, Ekev in both places relating to children and relating to the land of Israel. Cool, very cool. But what's the deeper meaning? So perhaps we can suggest the following, that we know Chazal teach us that Ekev Asher Shema Avram Bekoli refers to how Avram and the forefathers kept all of the mitzvot, and they derive that from this verse of Ekev Asher Shema Avram Bekoli. But in the pshat level, what mitzvah specifically is this referring to? Well, this story of when God promises this covenant to Avram happens immediately after the story of the Akedat Yitzchak. So it's reasonable to suggest, and many Mepharshim do suggest exactly this, that this refers to Avram's Mesirus Nefesh, when he was willing to put his child life on the line for the sake of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, at the end of the day, Hashem said, I don't want your child. You can have your child and the land, and it's all good. But Avram had to show that willingness to give up everything for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And perhaps we can suggest that this Mesirus Nefesh, this willingness to be self-sacrifice, to give everything, to do bitul, to nullify your own will for the sake of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, is a necessary prerequisite in order to really attain the land of Israel. And on a pshat level, this is what's happening. The Jewish people are about to go to the land of Israel. They have to put their lives on the line in order to get this land of Israel. So they have to remember what Avram did. But I think we could take it even a step further. I'll tell you, when I was thinking about making Aliyah, I remember I was in the army, and I had not yet made Aliyah. And I was thinking about what would be the toughest part. And for me, the thing I wasn't scared about was not, what if I die in the army? Because, without Hashem, everything would be okay. And even if Chas V'Shalom something would happen, you know what? If there's any way to go out of this world to fight for the Jewish people, I could deal with that. I'd be in a better place. So that, I wasn't so scared of. But I'll tell you the truth. What was holding me back? What was I really scared of? And what am I still so scared of? What if I move here? I have children. And my children are going to have to go to the army. My children are going to have to put their lives on the line. And how scared will I be? And what if chas v'shalom, lo aleinu, if something happened? That thought, I can't bear it with. And I still can't bear with that idea. But at the end of the day, that's what needs to be done in order to come to the land of Israel. You have to be willing to put your lives online, but even the lives of your children, that they too should fight for the land of Israel. And maybe that's what Avraham Avinu was demonstrating. That not only am I willing to die, but I'm willing to even have my children fight for the land of Israel, put their lives on the line for the sake of this higher ideal of the land of Israel being a place which will light up the world and transform the entire universe. So, Bezrat Hashem, I bless us that we should have Mesirut Nefesh, that we should step up our game and do that extra bit that does not come naturally. And Bezrat Hashem, we should all come back to the land of Israel, be Moser Nefesh for the land of Israel, fulfill the Brit, and only have great times. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Good Shabbos.